Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Tim, Chapter 20, Text 32, Koimatu.
This he also doesn't have a purport. Savana Darsana Dhyanam, Mai Bhavo Nukirtanat, Makata Sanikarsena, Tatiya Tatato Vihan. It is by hearing about me, seeing my deity form, meditating upon me, and chanting my names and glories that love for me develops, not by physical proximity. Therefore, please go back to your homes. Seshuka uvacha itukta visapatnyaska yagyavatam Punagataha Techanasu Yavastabi Srivi Satram Aparayam. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, thus instructed the wives of the Brahmanas return to the place of sacrifice. The Brahmanas did not find any fault with their wives, and together with them they finished the sacrifice. Purport. The wives of the Brahmanas obeyed Lord Krishna's order and returned to the sacrificial arena of their husbands, whereas the gopis, although ordered by Krishna to go home, remained in the forest to dance with him through the full moon night. Both the gopis and Brahmanas' wives achieved pure love of Godhead. Thus end the transcendental verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 23rd chapter, 31. 31, 32, 33, and 34. The Brahmana ladies, Dvija Patnis went to their husband and asked, can we feed Krishna? But then they said, oh, let us finish the yajna, then we can feed. But then they thought that they're doing yagya to please Vishnu, the Supreme Lord himself has come. Why we're leaving him go hungry? So they disobeyed the orders of their husband and went and they fed Krishna anyway. But then the Brahmanas realized that we are being also too much rule conscious. There's a verse in Upadeshamrita. There's a word there that says one thing we should avoid is called niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means that because of the Sanskrit sandhi, it could be niyamagraha or niyamagraha. So one means that to neglect the rules, and one means to be over fanatic with the rules. So here this. The Brahmanas were being overly fanatic about the rules. Wasn't really serving any useful purpose. The highest rule is to please Krishna. So in our own devotional service, we also had to sometimes balance out the rules and not be too fanatic. One time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into the room right after Mangalarti. He went to the room of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya there, he was still sitting in his bed. He had missed the Mangalarti. Maybe he was sick or something. So Lord Chaitanya gave him some prasadam. So here's prasadam from Jagannath Mangalarti. Put it right in his hand. So then, immediately, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ate the prasad. The Lord said, what have you done? You're eating the prasad, you eat him without, you're just still in the bed, you haven't brushed your teeth, you haven't washed your mouth, you haven't done all the things. What is this? You are giving up your brahminical rules. But then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he quoted a verse that when you get the Jagannath Prasad, without any kal, patra, desh, no kind of time, place, circumstance, immediately you must respect it because it's not different from Krishna. So this is a higher principle. Then Lord Chaitanya, maybe he embraced him, I can't remember, he was very happy. He said that this shows that now you are a real devotee. Before you are just attached to that smarta rule. And that smarta rules, all these things, they are even more prominent. But actually that what's more important is pleasing Krishna. Some problem. Some loose wires. Anyway, both of the gopis, so they also neglected the words of the elders. They wanted to go to join Krishna. The elders locked them up in their room of their bedrooms. But they were so much attached to go to Krishna that they left their bodies and their spiritual body went to join Krishna. The parents-in-law, the fathers-in-law, everyone looking, they see, okay, our daughter is here. Our daughter-in-law is in her bedroom. She didn't leave. Only the spiritual body left. Material body is still there. So they told this, that even when they reached Krishna, Krishna told them that it's not good to come here at night. What do people think? Better you go back. There's so many things you can just worship me like this. By remembering my holy names. But they didn't listen to Krishna. They said, how is it we came here to serve you? We want to serve you. So it said, therefore, that gopis are somewhat special. Their desire to serve Krishna was more strong. But here in the purport, anyway, it says that both, in this case, the Dvija Patnis, they followed instruction of Krishna. Maybe they weren't so much eager like the gopis, but anyway, they served Krishna. They also even went against their husband's order to go at least feed Krishna. So that way, they said they also got love of Godhead. They made some very special sacrifice. So they achieved the pure both, says both here. Both the gopis and the brahmana's wives achieved pure love of Krishna. So sometimes, a lot of times here in India, when somebody tries to do devotion, they say, oh, why are you doing so much religion, so much devotion? We see here, those who did so much, they're the ones who get the love of Godhead. They have to do a little extra, go out of the way to please Krishna. Then they get the love of Godhead more easily. Also, people have a misunderstanding. They think that material life is fun and the spiritual life is like tapasya. So they think that you should enjoy your youth, then do your tapasya when they get old. But when they get old, they cannot also do the tapasya. But with Lord Chaitanya's path is something very special. He said that in Lord Chaitanya's path, he said that in one of his acharyas, he wrote a song, Parama Karuna Pahu Duijana Nitai Gaura Chandra Sabhi Avataru Sarati Ramoni Kevala Nanda Kanda Sabhi Avataru Sarasiramani Kevalananda Khanda. The Kevalananda Khanda. He's giving a path which is purely blissful. Today we're having Rath Yatra. This is our sacrifice. We're decorating the Rath. We're pulling Lord Jagannath. We're singing and dancing before Jagannath. We're hearing the glories of Jagannath. So this is very big austerity, right? It actually is a very big yajna, sacrifice. But in this sacrifice is also very much fun. People in the West, they want to have fun. They go to amusement park for fun. Now Indians want to also have fun. But this fun is actually more fun serving Krishna. But it's spiritual fun. It's spiritual transcendental fun. Pulling the Lord, dancing before the Lord, eating or feasting on prasadam. People go to weddings because they want to have a feast or there's some relative or something. But Krishna is dear to us. We want to participate in all his festivals. We want to be part of his transcendental family. So people, they don't understand that actually devotional service is not only a great sacrifice, not only the highest spiritual activity, but it's also very kevala ananda khanda. It's very pleasurably performed. So that way people can actually get a taste for spiritual life. Maybe in other yugas it was the path of sacrifice were more austere. Like in Satyuga, to meditate for thousands of years. Major percentage of your life you'd be meditating, doing tapasya, but in Kali Yuga the process is chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone who pulls the chariot, the Jagannath, he doesn't forget. So today is a special day. Remember how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates? He saw how the Lord was taken down to the chariot. They take with many in a big pageantry to take the Lord to his chariot. He's a huge, gigantic form. He's very much... You can imagine how big Jagannath is in Jagannath Puri. It takes maybe 50 people for moving him. He's going with ropes around his waist, around his legs, and he's gradually moving forward, like walking. And before him there are fanning chamaras, maybe 100 or 200 or 300 people fanning chamara, maybe 400. Then they're bringing on gongs. So it's like a very majestic, very opulent. This Jagannath pastime is called Aishwarya Bhav. Really opulent. When I was in the first came to India, then I went to see Jagannath Rath Yatra in Puri. And then I saw them taking up Baladev up the ramp into his rock. And somehow he slipped and he fell, was falling back. And all the pujaris were screaming. One was climbing on the back of another. And they are pushing somehow. It's not, you don't see this kind of deity worship anywhere else. They're practically getting crushed by the deity. And they're pushing the deity up. And somehow he got up. And they pulled him up to the rock. Similarly, Radhanath Swami told me that just a year or so ago they were at the Jagannath Puri rock. And the same similar thing happened with Lord Jagannath, that he was going up the ramp, but he actually literally fell flat on the ramp. He was lying down. So then the announcer was announcing, Jagannath, everyone's waiting to take you on Rath Yatra. This is not the time for taking rest. Please get up. So their mood is very personal, at the same time it's very opulent. It's a unique situation. So then somehow all the pujaris gathered together and pushed up Jagannath again, then he went up on the cart. So like this, our Jagannath, he's a little more mobile. Doesn't take, 50 pujaris to carry him, maybe 2 or 3, I'm not sure. One maybe too heavy. Takes at least 2, yeah. So that today we're moving the Lord and walking with Him. So this is our transcendental fun, spiritual enjoyment, to take the Lord on His procession. So this spiritual life is very joyfully performed. Susukam kvatam abhyayam. That we joyfully perform it in order to please the Lord. So like that, here these wives of the Brahmanas, they also brought food for Lord Krishna and fed him, and those people actually, our route is like a downtown route. So you don't see so many people. I don't think that many people bring offerings. Maybe we have to send out flyers to tell them they can make an offering. In the Tamils in Malaysia, when we go there, every few feet, every few houses, they come out with a plate, with a coconut, with a betel nut, this palm leaf, with some camphor, some akshad maybe, not always akshad, but then some fruit, incense, and they'll offer one plate, and we offer that to the Lord, keep their, half their donation, give them back some prasadam remnants. So like that, actually the Rath Yatra takes more time that way because you have to keep stopping every few houses. But the people participate. Even some there, they have many Chinese people. So the Chinese people, they don't actually know Jagannath. They don't know Krishna very much, but they know, okay, this is a deity. Generally, they worship deities. So they go out and they go like this. They shake their hands. Shaking. Different way they... So like that, people somehow they get blessed. At least all these people in downtown, they all get blessed to see Jagannath. So who even appreciates Jagannath, he gets also to go back to Godhead, who pulls the rope, who walks with Jagannath. So all of you get a big blessing by participating in this Rath Yatra, like that, helping in the temple, doing the regular seva. Some devotees get the blessings, they get to do some special sevas for Jagannath. That's also a blessing for you. Some of our devotees, I was in Australia. Some of our devotees, also there's some Tamils there and some Telugu speaking and different South Indians, many students. So some of them are a little older, they migrated and they got the second initiation, or they already had second. So they're also doing on the weekends when they have time off, they're helping the pujaris by doing the deity bathing, by changing the deities. How many here have second initiation? One. So that way, there's a big roster of devotees who are helping with also deity, whereas those who are not second initiated, they may help in the kitchen. They have their Saturday program mainly for the Indian congregation, and a Sunday program for mix everyone. But all the programs, the different members of the congregation, they come, they cut vegetables, they help rolling the chapatis or whatever. So that way, the temple gets a lot of support from the congregation. They get the blessing, they can do a special service with Jagannath. So those devotees, a few devotees get the special service. But for Rath Yatra, everyone, even people who are not normally active in devotional service, they're standing, they're watching, they're waving, they're pulling. So like this, they all get some special blessings. So this is, people don't realize that when we do some service for Krishna, that Krishna, he reciprocates with that. These Gopas, Brahma Patnis, Sadvija Patnis, they came out to serve Krishna. If Krishna's hungry, they couldn't bear. Maybe we'll be chastised or we'll be scolded. So they took the risk anyway and they fed Krishna. But why should Krishna be so hungry? But later then their husband also realized that they did the right thing. Most of them, maybe not all, but most of them. Like this sometimes in the family, The husband is encouraging his wife and children that they come to the temple, they go to the Bhakti Vriksha groups and the Namhatta classes. But sometimes they're also very restrictive. Don't go. Not too much religion. So we're not promoting that anybody should, you see, that our grihasthas should take up sannyas or anything. We want them to do their grihastha duties. But side by side, they should do their spiritual activities also. So like that husband, wife, they should encourage their husband and or their wife to also participate. In fact, everyone should do together. Some people say those who pray together stay together nicely in happiness. And so we have examples here of grihasthas who are together serving Krishna. That's also a great spiritual bliss. During the week, maybe they're busy with their work, with their business, with their employment. But sometime either in the evenings or in the morning or in the weekend, they can get time to serve Krishna. And otherwise, during the week in the home, they can do a little puja in their house. They can have their own simple deity worship. How many have deities in your house? How many have pictures, altar? So this is a way that also we stay connected. And for us in the in-between, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when Lord Chaitanya was present, he was being very reserved with the king Pratap Rudra, because he said that I'm a sannyasi and a king is a materially very much attached person, so I don't want to get contaminated. So he wouldn't see the king, but only from a distance. He won't let him have a private darshan. Everyone in the whole kingdom can see Lord Chaitanya except me. The king is the only one prohibited. But then when he was sweeping the road for before Jagannath with a golden broom, then Lord Chaitanya felt mercifully inclined that he's not an ordinary king. He's very humble. So therefore he gave him some blessings. So when Lord Chaitanya was dancing with the Sankirtan parties, he went into 7 different parties simultaneously. Just like Krishna dancing with thousands of gopis, so thousands of Krishnas. So when Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya, was dancing with all of the gopis, or rather of the Sankirtan party, and he was in 7 different parties. There was such a big rush that nobody could see. So every party thought he's only with us. But the King Pratap Rudra, he could see there's 7 Lord Chaitanya. How is that? He told that to Sarvabhauma Vadacharya, his general, other people, they couldn't see. They only saw 1 Lord Chaitanya, but he could see all the 7. So then his head priest told him, you got a special mercy to be able to see this miracle. That means Lord Chaitanya is giving you blessings. So by doing service for the Lord, we can also get more blessings. Usually everyone is praying, Lord, give me anyone, a good husband, I want a good wife, I want my son to get married, I want this thing, I want that thing, I want money, I want fame, I want power. Lord, let me pass the election, I want to become an MLA, I want to become an MP, I want to become a minister. So many are praying, Lord can also, He can give us all kinds of blessings, material and spiritual. But if we actually do something for Him, that's special. Most everybody just does short prayer and ask something material. But the devotees are asking for spiritual blessings. I want to serve you more. I want to be your eternal devotee. So like this, they take up the service, and so they get special blessings. And automatically what they need, what they want, Krishna will give them. So somehow the Lord was pleased with the Maharaj because he did some service. In Jagannath Puri, they don't stop every place for the little offerings. Because there's so many hundreds of thousands of people, everybody would want to give offering, they couldn't move even an inch. They stop one time at one place called Viprasana, about two-thirds of the way. And there everyone puts a clean cloth down and puts their offering on the cloth, and from the rod and the pujaris offer all the offerings, even the queen, everyone, they put down their offering. And so then the Lord eats from the rod by seeing. We have to eat by chewing. Lord can eat by seeing. He has spiritual senses. So like that. While that was going on, Lord Chaitanya had been dancing. He took a rest in a garden with his associates. He lied down on a slab of stone. That time he was then advised, the king had been advised to go and see him, but not dressed like a king. No turban, no crown, no aide-de-camp, nothing, just a simple white dhoti, white chadar, and tilak, like a humble Vaishnava. So even people couldn't recognize him, because they always saw him with a royal dress. Who is this Vaishnava? So he came in there and he said, can I massage Lord Chaitanya's feet? They said, yes, okay, nice Vaishnava, why not? They don't know who he is. So he's massaging and he's chanting the Gopi Gita, the prayers of the gopis in the 10th canto Bhagavatam. Then Lord Chaitanya liked these verses so much, he sat up and said, I don't know who you are, but you gave me such beautiful verses from the Bhagavatam. So you're my biggest donor. So I want to, I have nothing to give you, but I want to repay you something, so I want to give you a hug. So he put the arms around him and gave him an embrace. Then the king Pratap Rudra became very much ecstatic. Then he lied down again, Lord Chaitanya lied down and closed his eyes. So because of his service to Jagannath, humble service, he got so much mercy from Lord Chaitanya. Could see miracles, could get embraced, could massage his feet. But all, I don't know who you are. So officially Lord Chaitanya didn't break his principle, but he don't know who he is. Some unknown Vaishnav. So how many of you feel more inspired to do service for Krishna? How many are going to be pulling in the chariot, dancing before Jagannath, doing different sevas? Hari Bol. So I don't want to keep you from your sevas. Any question? Lord Krishna back to Vrindavan, helping Lord Chaitanya, bringing him to his devotees. The conclusion that we should serve Krishna eternally, Jiva Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das, that we are his eternal servants and we should serve him in pure love. Thank all of you for the austerities you're doing, putting on this yajna. Thanks to Sai Vaisharya Prabhu and everyone for all their wonderful service. Thank you.